Well, there's two things. I think firstly, he's rather concerned that the Pakistani Taliban is killing more or less indiscriminately within Pakistan, and it's bringing a very bad name to the Taliban movement, because they are killing fellow Muslims, innocent Pakistanis, as well as soldiers and policemen. But he believes that it is damaging the Taliban brand, if you like. The bigger concern, I think, for him is that the U.S. is about to throw thousands more soldiers into the Afghanistan campaign. This is part of Barack Obama's new strategy for Afghanistan. And I think he's hoping to give them a bloody nose. And the efforts of the new soldiers will be directed to areas close to the Pakistani border. So that's really why he wants the Pakistani Taliban to stop fighting within Pakistan and to join him in fighting in Afghanistan, in that, you know, just across the border in Afghanistan.
And what sort of numbers are we talking about? What kind of impact will they make on the struggle in Afghanistan?
Well, numbers is always difficult, you know, because this is a sort of guerrilla movement. But, you know, people be surprised at how, you know, how few Afghan Taliban that there appear to be on a lot of estimates, you know, maybe 15,000 of them out there, you know. So Pakistani Taliban, you know, could number, say, 10, 15,000 themselves. I mean, I'm not saying they're all going to go rushing across to Afghanistan, but this could have a significant impact, I believe, if a lot of them did decide to focus on Afghanistan now. And as a guerrilla movement, you know, it's not really numbers, it's tactics, because they use suicide bombings, they use IEDs, and it's not really a numbers game, because it's, you know, they're sort of engaged in this, what they call asymmetric warfare.
Does that mean then that traditionally the spring is thought of as a time, the spring in Afghanistan is thought of as a time when fighting increases, but with these new methods of attacking foreign troops in particular, does that really make any difference?
Well, it's you know, the spring is really just because, you know, it's too snowy and cold in the winter, really, to engage in this sort of fighting. And even now, it's you know, it may be March, but it won't really be till late April, till the fighting season really begins in Afghanistan. So it seems that these new Pakistani Taliban will be, you know, will be reorientated in time for the kind of spring offensive this year. So, you know, it could have an impact.
And are there any ideological differences between the Pakistani Taliban and the Afghan Taliban?
The difference really seems to be that there's a, you know, there's a warlord called Bertullah Massoud, who's really been spearheading the Taliban offensive within Pakistan. And he seems to have come very heavily under the influence of Al-Qaeda and this, you know, bin Laden's ideology that says that a lot of people who say they are Muslims are not really Muslims, and it's fair enough to kill them. You know, and this is, you know, even within the Taliban movement, this is a sort of controversial thought. So there is that ideological difference in that some of the Pakistani Taliban seem to be even more extreme than the Afghan Taliban. So there's that, but, you know, ultimately, you know, they are a very similar movement. The Pakistani Taliban, you know, is a copycat movement of the Afghan Taliban. And they do ultimately recognize Mullah Omar as their leader.